Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Let's discuss how to create and improve your reliability program and your career. Hi, welcome to Speaking of Reliability. This is Fred Schenkelberg, and I'm on my own today. I'm recording our 300th episode of Speaking of Reliability. And I want to go back a little bit as to the journey we've done over the last couple of years, and one, say thanks for listening, which would be pretty obvious. The show would not exist without you listening to it and providing us feedback and comments along the way. More on that in a moment. But about 3 years ago, I was at a conference along with a number of colleagues, and we were chatting in the hallway between sessions, and we had a time limit. The sessions were going to start again, and we all had things we needed to go do. Yet Celine mentioned in the group, says, how do we keep this discussion going? How do we keep this interaction going outside the conference? And that set off some wheel spinning, and we started to think a little bit and brainstorm. And one of the ideas was, well, let's do a podcast. Let's record our conversations and let you, the listener, join us at that table. And let's say we're at a coffee shop, which you may have heard that used as an analogy a few times during in this show. Well, that idea took hold. Adam and I tried recording a couple of video-based sessions, but we found that the overhead of doing all the video setup and editing was rather overwhelming. So we reverted to just straight audio. And 300 episodes later, here is where we are. With your support and with you telling other people about the show and helping other people discover the show and the other show, the variety of other shows on the reliability.fm, which is a website, and it's a podcast network for reliability related shows. That network now has over 500,000 downloads, and in no way did we imagine that that would happen when we first started this out. Just rather shocked and amazed at how well the show has been received. Currently, we're receiving approximately 750 to 1,000 downloads per day, many of which are for the Speaking of Reliability show. The metrics we get don't always tell us how many subscribers we have or a lot of other details. So you hear it in nearly every show we sign off with, please leave us a comment. Head to reliability.fm, find the suggestion box or comment fields, or leave a reply or a comment on all of the episodes. We love hearing from you. And it really makes our day. It was shortly after we started the recordings, and we got them published and online and in iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher and a variety of other podcast outlets, that we started to get some reviews and we started to get some comments. And then we started to get some questions that you wanted to ask us as if you were sitting at the table with us at that conference some years ago. And that made our day. So we redoubled our efforts and got better microphones for many of us, and we decided to continue to record. Now, the format is very strictly designed, and we constantly are trying to improve it, is designed to be a conversation, not a tutorial, not a lecture, not us telling you what we know, all those kinds of things. But that shop talk kind of conversation that lets us get into a topic and explore its nuances. Sometimes we explore current events or news. Sometimes we explore when and why to use a particular tool or technique. But oftentimes we talk about the problems and issues and challenges that we face, everything from not enough samples to not enough time to management doesn't listen to our vendor is hiding data or not giving us what we need. We all face these wide range of different challenges at one time or another as a reliability professional. And so we hope that our ability to describe those issues and suggest a variety of ways to get around those or to solve them has been helpful or beneficial to you. It sure seems so with the number of comments of thanks, and we appreciate the show and we listen to it from so many people, both in person and online. So if you haven't commented yet, we would love to hear from you. What's on your mind? What would you like to talk about? What would you like us to talk about and share our knowledge with you on? The other thing I want to do in this show is our 300th episode is thank all of the co-hosts. The show would not be possible without the range of different talent. As my wife, who does a lot of the audio editing for us, calls the whole group the talent, kind of a throwback to a TV show or a radio show. Yet these are talented individuals, from Adam and Kirk, that are reliability consultants with a range of different backgrounds and experiences. And those two, by the way, really helped me to get the show started, gave me the input and feedback, and were willing to experiment and just give it a bunch of tries. And I think between Adam and Kirk, those two have created some of the best shows across the 300 episodes. We also have talked briefly with Tim Rogers or John Paskowich on supply chain and on different quality and reliability tools, Lean Six Sigma type stuff. There's a wide range of topics that are available for reliability professionals, and Tim and John brought in those perspectives for some time with the show. I'd like to get them back on with us more often, and if you would, let us know. Let's do a little arm twisting and see if we get them back on the air with us more often. Now, Andre and Carl have both brought in their experience, longtime experience in the automotive industry. Yet we also have found that they bring in a depth of knowledge on particular topics, FMEA and reliability statistics in particular, for the two gentlemen in respectively. I've enjoyed talking to both of them. I've learned a lot, and I hope you have too, with those conversations with those two. And more recently, and I'm not sure if you've heard them yet or not, if they're in the queue of recordings we've done recently, Rob Allen and Katie Schweitzer are two new co-hosts that we're bringing on, and they're bringing yet additional topics for us to discuss. So they're joining us at the table on occasion. So look for those episodes and the fresh perspective that they bring to the variety of, well, their experience. They bring a different experience to the show. Now, by far, the best part of the show, and I speak for all of the co-hosts on the show, is that when we receive an email or a LinkedIn message or a comment on an episode page at reliability.fm, or just a direct email. You can find most of our emails at ascendoreliability.com under the About page. That makes our day. That makes us know that somebody is actually listening and took the time to join the conversation, to sit down with us and provide some feedback, another point of view, another way to look at something, or even just a question that we should have explored or expanded on. A few have even offered whole new topics, and those have all turned into shows at one point or another in our journey. So in my final thought in this relatively short and simple 300th episode is really just to say thanks. And thanks in advance for your continued listening and participation And very important is your ability to join us at the table. And I keep saying that, and it's very figuratively exactly what I mean. We're having a talk. We're discussing the topics of the day or topics of interest. What better way to know what to steer the conversation towards than you telling us? So take a few minutes, go to reliability.fm, jot down in the suggestion box or on any of the episodes has a comment section near the bottom of it. Find us on LinkedIn, find us on Twitter, find us on our email addresses, and send us a message. Let us know what topics you would like to talk about in our next 300 episodes, or what topics in the past that you would like us to expand on or change or comment, add your voice to it, is what I'm trying to say. So head over to reliability.fm, leave us a suggestion or a comment, and we look forward to your continuing to participate in this discussion about reliability that we're having. And thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to Speaking of Reliability. We invite you to join the conversation if you have a question or a topic that you think we should discuss in a future show. Please let us know. You can find a comment box below the episode show notes, or just leave a note as part of a review on iTunes.